On this programme, we're going to explore questions about New Labour's approach to welfare reconstruction. This is linked to Book 4's examination of the unsettling and remaking of the old welfare state by the new right. Book 4 was produced in 1997, just as the Labour government headed by Tony Blair was elected. So this programme takes the discussion of welfare reconstruction forward from then. I'm joined by Ruth Lister, Professor of Social Policy at Loughborough University, and Sharon Gewirtz, another member of the D218 course team, to talk about these issues. Let's start, though, with how the Labour government itself understands what's new about New Labour. They've used ideas of a third way a lot.
The old left thought the argument was just more spending or regulation. The right wing say to you, sink or swim in the marketplace. We say there is a role for government. Market forces are not a new god. But the role of government has changed. Today it is to give people the education, the skills, the technical know-how to let their enterprise and talent flourish in this new marketplace. This is the third way. Not old left or new right, but a new centre and centre-left agenda for today. And we understand too that economic stability is the prerequisite for radicalism in social policy rather than an alternative to it. That is why all over Europe, it is parties of the centre and centre-left that are sorting out the mess in their public finances and being the parties of fiscal and economic prudence. And we should celebrate that as parties of the centre and centre-left. Colleagues, combined with this must be the reform of the welfare state.
So, Ruth, I can start with you. What are we to make of this idea of a third way?
I think the critical point of the third way is to distance New Labour from so-called old Labour and the old left. So the third way, it embraces markets, it embraces enterprise, it rejects the old tax and spend stance, it sees the state as an enabler rather than a provider. However, it isn't simply taking on neoliberal approaches and ideologies of the Thatcher government. It is also trying to distance itself from the new right. And it does still talk the language of social justice, of community. It's concerned to eradicate child poverty, attack social exclusion. But even in doing this, it is still not the Labour Party of old. So for me, this is summed up in what I've suggested we can call it a shift from an equality agenda to one which embraces responsibilities, inclusion and opportunity. And it's equality of opportunity rather than greater equality, which is key, I think, to understanding what New Labour is about. And responsibilities are more important, really, than rights, or any rights that you have are contingent on responsibilities.
Can you say a little more about that movement from rights to responsibilities?
I think one of the most consistent themes of Tony Blair's speeches since becoming leader of the Labour Party has been to reorient the party's thinking about citizenship. And so he has constantly said that rights are dependent on responsibilities. It's now in the Labour Party's own constitution. And it's very much about individual responsibilities, collective responsibilities. But I think there's more emphasis on the individual responsibility. The responsibility to make the best of your own position, to educate yourself, to train yourself, to take paid work. Also responsibilities towards your family and so forth. And that kind of links in, I think, with discourses of community, family.
In terms of what Book 4 talks about, a settlement, it seems to me that what you said about the way it draws lines around old Labour and new right isn't quite as even-handed as that. That, in a sense, there's an issue about whether the really clear line is to say we cannot go back to old Labour, but that then there is an issue about saying our relationship to the legacy of the new right is a more ambiguous one, that the individualism, the stress on the family, the stress on enterprise, the stress on responsibility sounds rather more associated with those conservative governments of 1980s and 1990s. Would that be right?
Yeah, I certainly don't think it's equidistant. I mean, there is this trying to present it as such. And I think different exponents of the third way kind of stand, I think, at different places in the political spectrum. So, for instance, Tony Giddens might be a bit more kind of traditional well, not traditional, but if you're thinking in traditional left-right terms, which, of course, is exactly what they don't want you to do, then he might be a bit more left than perhaps the way Tony Blair presents the third way. Although I think Blair himself, in his Fabian pamphlet, was at pains to locate it in a democratic socialist rather than a neoliberal tradition. Nevertheless, I think it does draw, in many ways, more heavily on that neoliberal settlement, if you like, particularly, I think, on the economic front. But it isn't consistent, because just when you think, oh, yes, it's just a continuation of what went before, then they do something which surprises you, like Tony Blair's pledge to eradicate child poverty. I mean, we would not have had that from the previous government. I don't think one should oversimplify it.
And the third way, in that sense, remains a bit of unfinished business.
I think the third way is much clearer in terms of what it is not, rather than what it is. And I think it is something that is still to be fought for.